This Rocket basketball coverage is proudly brought to you by First United Bank. Visit our new Marion office at 305 North Main Street.
Coach Hodge, you're coming off the holiday tournament schedule and picked up a couple of wins over that long period. And if you would, just give us a quick synopsis of how those two tournaments went.
Right. You know, in Hancock County, we went 2-1, like you said, up at Hancock County. Played pretty well the third day. Shot the ball well. Hunter Boone had 24 in that game, and started looking like that we were going to maybe heal up a little bit, and then kind of got some bleak news heading into Tennessee. Sawyer Towery pulled a groin, and then Tyler Boone is now in a knee brace with, he's got to go see the orthopedist on Wednesday, and we're hoping to avoid, we know he's got some swelling, we know he's got some bruising on the bone. Hoping to avoid any type of fracture, but at minimum he's dealing with a bone bruise there. And then, did not play real good in Tennessee. Didn't shoot the ball that well, but certainly the morale's still high. We're working hard, but just hadn't been able to keep the same players on the floor for an extended period of time.
Well, I've been out here at the gym this morning, and you and the coaches have been huddled up watching film with the guys and over at the chalkboard for a good hour, and you guys are getting ready for this second round of the district tournament, round robin, regular season round robin, and you got Lyon County on Friday. So it's back to business right away after we get back from the holidays.
Oh, yeah, and Lyon County now has Gabe Board back playing. As you know, I think you said he had 17 against Henry County. In Tennessee in the same tournament we were in. So that certainly makes Lyon County one of the most potent offenses, especially when they're hitting. You can say that about anybody, but they're a little more dangerous than most when shots are going in. So, yeah, it'll be a big challenge on Friday.
And they've got plenty of other guys who can shoot the ball beyond Board and even Travis Berry. The rest of those guys, they lit us up over here for sure.
Yeah, if you look at the stats, then Shoulders has five threes on the season. He's 5-25, and he had two of them here and maybe a couple more. Mm-hmm. Or actually, I think he had three of them here, but he had two more against Caldwell. So we seem like we get everybody's best shot. You start thinking that.
And Blackburn and Hawkins both shot well over
here. Yeah, Cade shot it extremely well. So that's, you kind of got to expect that Lyon County, especially at home, they have the potential to shoot it really well, and you got to try to disrupt that the best you can. But, for us, we're going to have a high scoring efficiency ourselves. Right now, our efficiency rating on scoring is 0.87 per possession, where our opponents are over one per possession. So, those statistics can be a bit skewed, but at the end of the day, we've got to efficiently score in every possession. And with our guys, we have some bigger, stronger guys. If you look at our guys, sometimes you're going to think football players playing basketball, and really that's what a few of them are. But not only that, but with the injuries we're dealing with and the ones that are playing through injuries, we're just going to have to be very efficient offensively.
You mentioned the injuries. Of course, Preston Turley's back on the floor from that broken bone he suffered in football. And I talked to him a little while ago, and he has a high ankle sprain in the other leg now. And he said he is getting better. He's seeing positive going forward. He looks like he's getting able to jump up and get the rim now where he wasn't a few days ago. And
Right. Preston was just slamming the ball last year. With the tibia surgery and the high ankle sprain, I told him if we could afford it, we would have got him the same surgery that Jalen Hurts and Tua had at the University of Alabama. It seems like their recovery for high ankle sprains is much faster when you have the care of the Alabama doctors. I apologize to him. I don't have that knowledge, buddy.
Yeah, if we're playing for a national championship, it might be a little different.
I probably our funding would be a little different. A high ankle sprain, if you listen to the Alabama game the other night, they were talking about the recovery time for those guys was about 3 weeks. Normally a high ankle sprain can be 3 months till you're back 100%.
Well, time is the great healer on a body, and you've got a lot of guys who are ailing, some who aren't playing, and some who are playing through some injuries, and we don't have a lot of time.
No, time is not our friend. We're in January. But like I said, you know, there's lessons to be learned in everything. Obviously, life is much easier when you're winning, and it makes teams easier. But, you know, this team is staying positive. They're having fun in practice. They're working hard. But, you know, you got guys like Hunter Boone. I hate to beat a dead horse, and certainly not make him excuses, but Hunter and Gavin both, Gavin coming off the ACL surgery and Hunter off of a meniscus injury, both of them, their knees swell up consistently if we play 2 days in a row. So that affects how hard and how much we can go in practice as well. So we're trying to make a balancing act there of working just enough without putting us, as an old body that you have, if you work too hard, it's no different than these young kids when they're suffering from nagging injuries.
Well, speaking of playing back-to-back, you're going to do that Friday and Saturday. You'll play at Lyon County Friday. Then you have, I think it's an afternoon game against Stewart County, isn't it, on Saturday? But then you have a break after that of several days before you play Trigg.
Right. You know, Stewart County is going to be coming up on Saturday for a 2 o'clock game. They've had some things going on there. They've asked to push it back. So the girls will start at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and then the boys will play after that. So it's going to be a boy doubleheader with Stewart County, Tennessee, your neck of the woods. So I hope you've enjoyed seeing us playing some of the teams that you grew up with.
You know, it was interesting seeing and following a lot what Lyon did against my alma mater, the Henry County Patriots, and they beat them. Of course, with Gabe Ward back, they're pretty lethal basketball team.
Right.
But Henry County is really not a basketball school anyway.
It's
more of a football school. They did play in the state championship in football this year. For anybody that's concerned with that.
with Tennessee football.
So let's talk just a little bit about some of your personnel and coming out of this holiday, maybe something you saw in those two tournaments. I know Gabe Mock continues to play very well, and it looks like Jaden Carlson's playing some good basketball right now.
You know, Jaden's playing especially well defensively, but he is much improved offensively. Jaden's worked extremely hard on his game. You know, he's a player, as you know, from coaching him in baseball. He just gets better with repetition. And of course, everybody does, but I think for him, even more, it's important to have that consistent repetition. And he's been practicing since the end of August. And, he really needs, as we go into our JV schedule, those JV games, getting a chance to play at those. He's played extremely well. I think he had back-to-back 20-point games, if I recall correctly, in the JV games. Eric O'Leary was struggling a little bit with his shot until we got into the Christmas tournament, and he got us back in a game on Friday, shot the ball extremely well, and then come back and shot the ball well on Saturday. But you know what I constantly tell Eric and others is, you know, don't let how long does it take you to shoot a ball? And they're going to tell me, well, Coach, I can shoot a basketball in like less than a second. I said, that's right. You know, you've taken 4 shots and you've missed 4 shots. I said, don't let that 4 seconds affect the other 31 minutes of that game and 50 seconds, you know. So continue to do everything else as well as you can do it. Run the floor, box out, rebound, dive on the floor, get the hustle points, you know. Do everything else that you can do, and don't let, because at the end of the day, if you take a really good shot and you miss it, there's nothing you can do about that. And we've gotten a really good play out of Preston Morgeson, our eighth grader. He played really well on Saturday, had a couple threes, and but for an eighth grader, he doesn't have the knowledge of basketball yet of what we're trying to do as the other people. He's catching on quick and doing quite well.
He's very athletic, and that helps.
Yeah, you sometimes have, I don't know what the kids call it, that R2 button where you can, when they play PlayStation, they can hit the cheat code. And being fast and athletic and being able to run in high energy is kind of a cheat code to make up for maybe some of the other things that he might be lacking in.
Well, talking about a guy who is playing well, Gabe Mott, and we're going to visit with him right now. Take a brief second or two and talk with your point guard, who's scoring very well.
Yes, thank you.
We're here now with Gabe Mott, sophomore point guard, who leads the team almost 20 points a game this season, Gabe. Really off to a great start. How do you feel this team is playing right now coming off the Christmas break?
We started the season off slow, and I feel like we're very far from our far potential. And we have spurts where we play good, and then we play bad, and then mediocre, and it just kind of goes back and forth. We never have a set of how we play, really. It just kind of goes back and forth.
Right now, there's a lot of injuries on the team, a lot of chronic things, nagging injuries that may not heal. So where do you go from here? Do you just regroup and circle the wagons and do the best you can, or you just hope those guys show back up?
Yeah, it'd be good if they could heal up somehow, which we practice and have games every week, so it's kind of hard to because we're always on it, and the injury just kind of stays there. It doesn't really get any worse or any better, but, I mean, if they can't, we're just going to have to deal with it and play without them, I guess.
What about the Christmas tournaments? How do you feel? Give me a little bit of recap of how they went.
Well, when we were at Hancock County, we won two of our three games, and the two we won, we played good. We played really good. But the game we lost, we kind of came out slow, and the other team, they were good, but we could have played with them, beat them probably, but we didn't play good that game. And then at Stewart County, we didn't really play that good. We came out slow in every game, and defense was a big part of that. And offense, no, we didn't really practice that much. We practiced a couple days, but I think not being in the gym hurt us, but I think we could have played a whole lot better, Dunno.
We've got Lyon County on Friday over at Edible, and Gabe Board's back on the court for them. That's not going to be an easy task to go down there and play those guys, is it?
No, they played after we did yesterday, and I think Gabe ended up with 17 against a good team. So, I mean, we're going to have to find some way to stop him and Perry, and which they have the starting five. They're all solid, so, I mean, we just got to find some way to slow them down, and we got to play good. We can't come out slow or anything.
This Rocket basketball coverage is proudly brought to you by First United Bank.